Buckle up, everyone, because today we are diving headfirst into AI. And let me tell you, things are moving fast.
Absolutely. And it's not just like little by little changes either. This is like a whole new level of what AI can do.
So let's jump right in. First up, we've got this company DeepSeek from China, and they're making some serious noise with their new AI model, DeepSeek R1.
Right. They're saying it's like going head to head with OpenAI's GPT when it comes to like reasoning and problem solving.
Okay, so like how good is this thing really? Can it actually think like a human?
Well, that's the really interesting part. It lets you actually see its thought process.
Yeah.
So you can see how it analyzes information and connects the dots and reaches its conclusions.
Wait, so you're saying we can actually see like the AI's logic step by step?
Exactly. Imagine understanding why an AI makes a specific decision that could be huge for building trust as AI gets more powerful.
Yeah, that makes sense. If I can see how it came up with a recommendation, I'm probably more likely to go with it. But is DeepSeek like keeping this tech all to themselves?
No, actually they're going open source, which is a big deal. It means they're making the code available for anyone to use, modify, and build upon.
So instead of just a few companies controlling AI, we could have like tons of researchers and developers all pushing things forward.
Exactly. Open sourcing could be a total game changer. Break down those barriers and create a more collaborative AI scene.
Okay, speaking of shaking things up, let's talk about the U.S. government coming after Google. They're saying Google's got to break up with its Chrome browser. What's going on there?
So there's been a lot of talk about Google having too much power. And the Department of Justice are saying Google's basically got an illegal monopoly on search. And Chrome is a big part of that.
Right, because by having Chrome and their search engine together, they control so much of what people see and do online. But isn't Google arguing that Chrome is crucial to their whole user experience and their AI development?
They are. They're saying separating Chrome would hurt user privacy and their ability to innovate.
Mm-hmm.
But it all comes down to this question of where's the line between innovation and just being too big?
Yeah, it's like you want companies to push the boundaries but not become so powerful that they stifle competition. No easy answers there. All right, moving on. Let's talk about Elon Musk. His AI company, xAI, is making headlines with a massive valuation over $50 billion more than what he paid for Twitter.
And it's doubled in just a few months. That tells you something about how much faith investors have in Musk's vision for AI.
But why is xAI getting so much attention? Is it because of some specific project they're working on, or is it just Musk being Musk?
Probably both. He's known for shaking things up, and xAI has been busy recruiting top talent in the field.
So definitely a company to keep our eyes on, especially with how much AI is becoming a part of everything Musk does. Space exploration, social media, transportation, it's all kind of coming together with AI at the center.
And that's what makes it so fascinating. The AI is no longer just this separate thing. It's becoming this underlying force across so many different fields.
Okay, so we've got Chinese AI making moves, Google facing some roadblocks, and Elon Musk throwing his hat in the ring. What else is happening in the world of AI?
Well, there's something pretty mind-blowing coming out of OpenAI. Remember that visual AI for ChatGPT we talked about, the one that's going to give it the ability to see?
Oh, yeah, the live camera feature so it can actually look at our surroundings and understand what's going on.
Right. This is a huge step towards what's called multimodal AI, where these models can handle information from all sorts of sources, not just text, but images, audio, you name it.
So ChatGPT could actually see what I'm seeing and get the whole context. That's pretty wild.
Exactly. And think of the possibilities that it could revolutionize everything from education to healthcare. It's like having an AI that can truly understand our needs.
The article mentioned something about 2025 being the year of AI agents. Mm-hmm. What are those and how are they different from what we've been talking about?
Think of them like super smart digital assistants. They can do tasks, make decisions, interact with the world for us. It's AI that doesn't just respond to commands, but actually anticipates our needs.
So like my AI could learn my habits and start doing things for me without me even asking.
And with visual processing like the live camera feature, those AI agents become even more integrated into our lives. They can understand the context of our actions and provide real-time assistance.
It's both exciting and a bit scary to think about, but while we're on the topic of big changes, what about that breakthrough in quantum computing from DeepMind?
Ah, yes, AlphaQubit. This is a big deal because it addresses one of the biggest problems in quantum computing: error correction.
Right. Quantum computers are incredibly sensitive to their environment and prone to errors.
Exactly. And AlphaQubit can actually detect and correct those errors, making quantum computers much more reliable and practical.
So how much better are we talking about? Did the article say how much Alpha Qubit can reduce error rates?
It did. It's a significant improvement, bringing us closer to unlocking the true potential of quantum computers.
That's fantastic. And to make things even better, Google is open sourcing Alpha Qubit so other researchers can build on this breakthrough.
Absolutely. Open collaboration is key to scientific progress. It's great to see the AI community working together to push the boundaries.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground already today, from AI that can reason to AI that can see, from regulatory hurdles to breakthroughs in quantum computing. It's clear that AI is not just some futuristic concept. It's rapidly changing our world right now.
It's been a fascinating journey so far, and we still have more to unpack from our daily chronicle of AI advancements.
You're right. We haven't even touched on OpenAI's updated GPT-4 with enhanced creative writing skills or writer's self-evolving model architecture. And then there's Anthropic's proposal for a new framework for evaluating AI models.
Plus, there's news about Meta rolling out AI-powered features for Messenger Niantic, using player data to train AI that understands physical space, and OpenAI partnering with Common Sense Media to educate teachers about AI. It seems like everywhere you look, AI is making waves.
It's almost impossible to keep up, but that's what makes it so exciting. There's always something new and groundbreaking happening. Before we move on to our final insights, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned so far.
We've seen AI models that can reason companies battling for dominance, and even glimpses of AI that can see. We've explored ethical considerations, regulatory challenges, and the wider impact of these advancements. It's clear that AI is not just a technological phenomenon, but a force that's reshaping our world in profound ways.
Okay, are you ready for one last deep dive into the AI news of the day? Because there are some details here that I'm dying to unpack.
Yeah, it really is amazing how AI is weaving its way into every industry. But let's get back to that competition between OpenAI and others, because our source mentioned something pretty interesting out of China.
You mean the part about a Chinese AI model actually outperforming OpenAI on some tests?
Yeah.
That definitely caught my eye. I always love a good underdog story.
Right. DeepSeek, the company we were talking about with a transparent model, they've also developed one that not only rivals, but beats OpenAI in some areas.
Yeah.
It just shows you how AI innovation is happening all over the globe.
So tell me more about this model, DeepSeek R1, right? What's giving it that edge? The article mentioned something about fact-checking and deeper analysis of queries.
Yeah, it seems like DeepSeek R1 is designed to really critically evaluate its own thought process. Like, it's got a built-in fact-checker that helps it catch potential errors so it ends up with more accurate results.
That's super clever. But the article also mentioned some limitations, like DeepSeek R1 still struggles with certain logic problems and can be tricked into ignoring safety measures. Is that a big concern?
It's definitely something to consider. No AI is perfect, and there's always the risk of vulnerabilities or biases popping up. That's why research and safety measures are so important as AI gets more powerful.
It is kind of unsettling to think that even a sophisticated AI like that can be manipulated. What kind of safeguards are we talking about?
Well, there are technical measures like input validation and anomaly detection that prevent bad inputs or outputs. But there are also ethical guidelines that developers use to make sure AI is being developed responsibly.
Makes sense. Gotta make sure these systems are used for good, not for harm. Speaking of which, the article mentioned DeepSeek R1 being hesitant to answer certain politically sensitive questions. That's interesting.
Right. It shows how AI development is influenced by the political and social context it's happening in. So in this case, it seems DeepSeek R1 is playing by the rules of the Chinese regulatory landscape.
So the AI isn't necessarily making those choices itself, but it's been designed to stay within those boundaries. Mm-hmm. That's definitely something to keep in mind as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. Different parts of the world might have very different approaches to AI.
Absolutely. Understanding those nuances is essential as we navigate this ever-changing AI world.
Yeah.
It's not just about the tech itself, but the values and principles that guide its development.
All right, so we've got Chinese AI making moves, Google facing some roadblocks, and Elon Musk diving in headfirst. What else is grabbing headlines?
Well, it seems OpenAI isn't just sitting around. Remember that visual AI for ChatGPT we talked about, the one that's going to give it the ability to see?
Oh, yeah, the live camera feature, ChatGPT, being able to analyze and talk about our surroundings in real time. That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
This is a big step toward what's called multimodal AI, where AI can process information from multiple sources, like text, images, audio. It's about creating AI that can interact with the world in a more holistic way.
So instead of just responding to text, ChatGPT could actually see what I'm seeing and understand the context of my surroundings. That's pretty mind-blowing.
Exactly. Imagine the possibilities that could change everything from education and entertainment to healthcare and accessibility. Imagine AI systems that can truly understand and respond to our needs in a much deeper way.
The article mentioned something about 2025 being the year of AI agents. What are those exactly, and how are they different from what we've been talking about?
Think of AI agents as like highly intelligent digital assistants. They can handle tasks, make decisions, and interact with the world on our behalf. It's about moving beyond AI that just responds to commands to AI that can anticipate our needs and solve problems proactively.
So instead of asking my AI assistant to set a reminder or play a song, it could actually learn my preferences and habits and start doing things for me without me even having to ask.
Exactly. And with that visual processing, like the live camera feature in ChatGPT, these AI agents could become even more ingrained in our lives, understanding the context of our actions, providing real-time assistance, and even learning from our interactions to give us increasingly personalized experiences.
It's both exciting and a little daunting to think about how quickly AI is evolving. But while we're pondering the future of AI agents, let's not forget about those other exciting developments happening in the field, like that breakthrough in quantum computing from DeepMind.
Ah, yes, AlphaQubit. This is really noteworthy because it tackles one of the biggest challenges in quantum computing error correction.
Right. I remember reading about that quantum computers are so sensitive to their environment, which makes them prone to errors that can really throw off their calculations.
Exactly. And that's why DeepMind's development of AlphaQubit is so crucial. This AI system can actually detect and correct errors in quantum computers, making them much more reliable and practical for real-world applications.
So how much of an improvement are we talking about? Did the article mention any specifics about how much AlphaQubit can reduce error rates?
It did. AlphaQubit has been incredibly successful in reducing error rates by a significant margin compared to what we had before. It's a huge step forward that could help us finally harness the true power of quantum computers.
That's amazing. And to make things even better, Google is open sourcing AlphaQubit, right? That means other researchers and developers can build on this breakthrough and speed up progress in the field.
Absolutely. Open collaboration is essential for scientific advancement by sharing their work. Google is fostering a spirit of innovation and collective problem solving. It's a great example of how the AI community can come together to unlock the potential of these game-changing technologies.
It's inspiring to see such a major development being shared so openly, allowing others to contribute and push the limits of what's possible with quantum computing. But before we get too caught up in the future, let's bring things back down to earth. We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have from reasoning AI models to visual processing, from regulatory challenges to breakthroughs in quantum computing. The world of AI is constantly changing and full of surprises, and there's still more to uncover from our daily chronicle of AI advancements.
You're right. We still haven't talked about OpenAI's updated GPT-4 with enhanced creative writing skills or writer's self-evolving model architecture. And then there's Anthropic's proposal for a new framework for evaluating AI models.
Plus, we've got news about Meta rolling out AI-powered features for Messenger Niantic using player data to train an AI model that understands physical space, and OpenAI partnering with Common Sense Media to educate teachers about AI. It seems like every corner of the tech world is buzzing with AI advancements.
It's almost impossible to keep up, but that's what makes this field so exciting. There's always something new and groundbreaking happening. Before we move on to our final insights, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned so far.
We've seen AI models that can reason companies vying for dominance, and even glimpses of AI that can. We've also explored the ethical considerations, regulatory challenges, and the broader impact of these advancements. It's clear that AI is not just a technological phenomenon, but a force that's reshaping our world in profound ways.
All right, are you ready for one last deep dive into the AI news of the day? There are some fascinating details in here that I'm eager to unpack. All right, so we've got OpenAI tweaking GPT-4 to be even better at creative writing and file analysis. That's cool. But what really caught my eye is this anonymous chatbot that's dominating the chatbot arena leaderboard. Any idea what that's about? Sounds kind of mysterious.
Yeah, there's definitely some intrigue surrounding this anonymous chatbot. Some people are guessing it could be a new version of GPT-4 being tested out in a more competitive setting. Wouldn't be the first time a company has tried that kind of thing.
So like a chatbot secret agent infiltrating the competition. I love it, but why all the secrecy?
Well, it's all about getting unbiased feedback. If nobody knows who made the chatbot, they can judge it purely on its performance without any preconceived notions.
Makes sense. It's like a blind taste test for AI. Okay, let's talk about Writer and their self-evolving model architecture. How's that different from how other AI models learn? It sounds pretty groundbreaking.
It's a big change. Most AI models are trained on huge data sets, and their learning is kind of static. But Writer's new architecture allows for real-time learning. It's constantly adapting and improving based on new information and experiences.
So it's like the AI version of a lifelong learner, always updating its knowledge and skills on the fly. That's amazing. Does that mean we could see AI that's much more flexible and responsive to the world changing around it?
That's the goal. This kind of dynamic learning could lead to AI that's more versatile and robust, able to keep up with the constant flow of information.
Which brings us to Anthropic and their idea for a new way to evaluate AI models. Why is that important? Don't we already have ways to measure how well these models do?
We do, but the current methods aren't always comprehensive enough. A lot of times AI models are judged based on how they perform on standardized tests, but those tests don't always show the full picture of what a model can do or how well it would work in the real world.
So we need a better way to figure out how smart these AI systems really are, something that goes beyond just test scores.
Right. Anthropic's proposal is about creating a more nuanced evaluation system that looks at things like creativity, common sense reasoning, and the ability to handle unexpected situations.
It sounds like we're not just building more powerful AI, but also becoming more thoughtful about how we understand its true capabilities.
Absolutely. As AI becomes more ingrained in our lives, it's vital to have reliable ways to assess its performance, safety, and potential impact.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk about some of the AI stuff that's more directly affecting consumers, like Meta adding AI-generated video call backgrounds and noise suppression to Messenger. That sounds pretty cool. As someone who spends way too much time on video calls, I'm always looking for ways to make the experience better.
It's a perfect example of how AI is smoothly improving our everyday lives. Those new features in Messenger use AI to make our video calls more personalized and less distracting, creating a better online environment.
And speaking of improving experiences, Niantic, the company behind Pokemon Go, is using player data to teach an AI model about physical space. How does that work?
It's actually pretty fascinating. Niantic has gathered millions of scans of real-world places from Pokemon Go players, and they're using that data to train an AI model that can understand those spaces in a much deeper way.
So instead of just seeing a flat image or a basic 3D model, this AI can actually grasp the nuances of a real-world location.
Exactly. It's like giving the AI a better understanding of depth scale and how objects relate to each other in the real world.
What could we use that technology for? I can see it having a huge impact on gaming, but it feels like it could go way beyond that.
You're right. This kind of AI could completely change augmented reality, making it more immersive and realistic. It could also improve navigation systems, help with smarter city planning, and even contribute to self-driving cars.
It's mind-blowing to think that something as simple as playing Pokemon Go could lead to such groundbreaking advancements in AI.
It really highlights how different areas of technology can come together in unexpected ways.
And lastly, we have OpenAI teaming up with Common Sense Media to educate teachers about AI. It seems like understanding AI is becoming more and more important, not just for tech people, but for everyone.
Absolutely. As AI becomes more widespread, it's crucial for everyone to have a basic understanding of how it works, its potential benefits and risks, and how it's impacting society.
So it's not just about teaching kids to code AI. It's about giving them the critical thinking skills they need to navigate a world where AI is everywhere.
Exactly. It's about empowering future generations to be informed and responsible in the age of artificial intelligence.
Well, we've covered an incredible amount of ground today, from AI that can reason to AI that can see, from regulatory challenges to breakthroughs in quantum computing. The world of AI is truly a whirlwind of innovation, and it's clear that it's no longer a futuristic fantasy. It's a rapidly evolving reality that's shaping our world in profound ways.
It's been fascinating to explore these advancements and think about how they might transform our lives. What's clear is that AI is no longer just a technological phenomenon, but a force that's fundamentally changing how we live and interact with the world.
It's definitely given me a lot to think about. If AI can already reason, see, and help solve complex problems, what's next? And what does it all mean for the future of humanity?
Those are the big questions we need to be asking ourselves. The rapid progress in AI presents both incredible opportunities and serious challenges, and it's up to us to make sure we develop and use these technologies ethically and responsibly for the good of all humankind. The future of AI isn't set in stone. It's a future that we are actively shaping with our choices and actions.